weapons aid for Ukraine. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Germany has approved a Dutch shipment of 400 rocket-propelled grenade launchers to Ukraine. It marks a shift from a longstanding policy to not allow German-made lethal weapons to be sent to conflict zones. President Biden overnight authorized an additional $350 million in weapons aid for Ukraine.
The question is, how will they get here? It appears that NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg believes they will find a way. You're going to see not only the anti-tank systems, the anti-aircraft systems, but the air defense is really going to be the biggest focus, because the big question here is whether or not the skies will be controlled by the Russians. But so far, the Ukrainians have reportedly been very successful in shooting down not only planes, but also attack helicopters.
Fox's Trey Yangst in Kyiv. There are reports that the U.S. and allies are considering whether to remove Russia from the SWIFT international banking system.
It is a network that connects the Russian economy basically to everything it needs to operate. It's known as the most punishing option, and there had been some opposition, notably from Germany and from Italy, to taking that action, because it could have a spillover effect on neighboring economies. But Italy and Germany, there's been reporting that they have sort of moved away from their opposition on that.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Fox's Neil Cavuto spoke with Elena Ganes, a Ukrainian woman holed up in a bomb shelter with her kids.
This is just catastrophe, not only for Ukraine, but for the whole world. This is the collapse of democracy. This is the collapse of our values. This is the collapse of our civilized, diplomatic, and normal world in the West.
Her husband is among those fighting the Russians. Las Vegas police say 14 people were shot early this morning in a hookah parlor, and that one victim died. Two suffered critical injuries. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
U.S. health officials issue revised guidelines that will likely end a number of mask regulations across the nation.
Newer guidelines made public Friday by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control now say masks will not be necessary for a majority of Americans going forward. The changes come as a number of states with governors normally quite adherent to masking as a way of potentially preventing coronavirus spread have done away with the requirements. CDC says they will no longer look at numbers of detected infections, but on the number of hospitalizations to determine risk rates. People are able to check risk levels for their area on the CDC website. Eben Brown, Fox News.
An inspector general's report released Friday said a senior Los Angeles bomb technician raised serious concerns about overloading a containment chamber with homemade fireworks last year before the detonation caused a catastrophic explosion. 27 people were wounded in the explosion in South L.A., and debris rained down on scores of homes and businesses. Federal investigators say the bomb technicians made major miscalculations. President Biden's appointed former Indiana State Representative Terry Gooden to be the USDA's State Director for Rural Development. Gooden grew up raising beef cattle on his family's southern Indiana farm. An Amish horse and buggy driver is arrested in Pennsylvania, accused of drunk driving.
Police say 20-year-old Ray Byler faces a misdemeanor charge of driving under the influence and was also cited for careless and reckless driving after they observed him speeding on a turn and then locking the buggy's brakes, sliding the wheels. That sent sparks flying. Cops say when they stopped him to see if he was okay, Byler admitted that he had been drinking a couple of beers and claimed his horse was skittish. Police allowed him to remain by the animal's side until a family member arrived to take care of it. Byler was arrested after he refused a blood draw at an area hospital. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.